With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says the U.S. Armed Forces carried out a very highly classified and complex mission over Iran.
More than 125 U.S. aircraft participated in this mission, including B-2 stealth bombers, multiple flights of fourth and fifth generation fighters, dozens and dozens of air refueling tankers, a guided missile submarine, and a full array of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance aircraft.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
Iran's nuclear ambitions have been obliterated.
Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says Iran has lost all of its leverage in its war against Israel, meaning the Islamic Republic will now have to come to terms with a new set of rules. He says the only way that Iran can bring an end to the war with Israel is to completely surrender and drop the nuclear weapons program. That is what's left of it. Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity on the rise. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
Blistering heat and high humidity taking a toll on folks from the upper Midwest all the way over to the northeastern part of the United States. Some really hot weather even in the state of Maine. This is SRN News. Well, the number of households headed by same-sex couples is rising.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this past week, sparking anger in a nation that simply does not recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month. This is SRN News. Following years of delay, South Korea has finally ratified the Hague Adoption Convention.
It's an international treaty meant to safeguard international adoptions. The announcement is a significant policy shift decades after sending tens of thousands of children to the West through an aggressive but poorly regulated adoption system. The government faces growing pressure to address widespread fraud and abuse. Many adoptees have discovered their records were falsified to portray them as abandoned orphans, carelessly separated, or even stolen from their birth families. John Scott reporting.
Supreme Court now nearing the end of the current term. Justices have at least 10 cases to resolve that were argued between December and mid-May. Typically, the Supreme Court likes to finish its work by the end of June. More details at srnnews.com.